Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The man accused of being the main plotter in Al-Qaeda's September 11, 2001 attacks has agreed to plead guilty, according to U.S. military officials on Wednesday, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Defense Department says Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two accomplices in the 2001 9/11 attack are expected to enter guilty pleas at the military commission at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, as soon as next week. The plea agreement comes more than 16 years after their prosecution began for Al-Qaeda's attack, and more than 20 years after militants flew commandeered commercial airliners into buildings, killing nearly 3,000 people. Defense lawyers have requested that they receive life sentences in exchange for the guilty pleas. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel on Wednesday stepped up security at its embassies around the world and warned citizens to be on alert after Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh was assassinated in Iran, allegedly by Israel. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The assassination comes amid talks for a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas, which could lead to the release of at least some of the 115 hostages still being held in Gaza. Some analysts said the killing of Haniyeh may further weaken Hamas in Gaza. There was also concern that Iran could respond directly to Israel since Haniyeh was killed in Iran. In April, Iran fired hundreds of missiles directly at Israel, and Iran has used proxies, including the Houthis in Yemen and Hezbollah, to attack the country. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
A U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Brian Nichols on Wednesday urged Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro and foreign governments to acknowledge Edmundo Gonzalez as the winner of Sunday's election. This